Why, hello everybody, welcome to More Celebrity Facts with me, Alicia Lang. This week, I'm talking about Lucy Heath and the Trick Stars. So here we go. Lucy Heath is a dog trainer from Brettenham, Lancashire. She has lots of dogs. Trip Hazard, who's a Maltese slash Pomeranian. Foxy, who's a Border Collie. Strike, who's also a Border Collie. And Tempo, who's also a Border Collie. Dizzy, I think, was a Pomeranian. And all Maltese, and then Peach is also the same. Ash, who sadly passed away a couple of weeks before his 16th birthday. Trent, and then Indy, who's also sadly passed away over 15 years old. Indy was actually the one who auditioned for Brutal Talent in Series 19, and then they also auditioned in Series 10 and Series 17. So yeah, Lucy first auditioned for Brutal Talent with her dog named Indy, which was Season 9. In the audition, they performed a dance routine to Let It Go by India Mazel. The act consisted of a sequence of tricks, including a mini conga line, and concluded with Indy sat on Lucy's head. David commented, "It's so charming to watch an animal that has been so beautifully trained." With Simon jokingly added, "I would have dressed the dog like a snowman." They advanced onto the following round, but however, they failed to reach the semi-finals. Lucy and Trip Hazard are a dog act, and they reached the final Brutal Talent in Series 10. Before the audition, Lucy had that audition, like she said, she was with Indy, but however, Indy was quite sensitive, where Trip is a bit of a crowd pleaser. Before she performed, Simon joked that is there one of them right, as a reference to the controversy surrounding the previous year winner Jules Adwoa Matisse. In the audition, Trip performed a number of tricks with Lucy to the track Candyman by Christina Aguilera. David remarked, "It was like watching all the Disney films all at once." Whilst with Simon, and I can imagine little trips in a toy shop all over the world. In the semi-final, Lucy was dressed as a waiter as the pair performed to Be Our Guest, along with an average of moving cutlery. Alicia commented, "You make it look so easy," whilst Amanda described it as absolutely perfect. The duo reached the judges' vote, wherever they received one vote from David, whilst the other voted for Jasmine Alok, therefore sending them home. In the public wildcard vote, the pair placed first in the vote, therefore resonating them into the final. In the final, Lucy was dressed as Supergirl, and the pair took on a role play which they arrested a robber. Simon commented, "I have never seen a dog do what he just did," whilst David added, "This is going to appeal to everyone from 8 to 80. They finished in 7th place in the public vote. Lucy returned to the show for the 17th series as the Trick Stars, which was an act that included Strike, Tempo, Peach and Trip Hazard. Before her performance in the audition, Lucy performed dog tricks to Friend Like Me from Aladdin, before slowly making them more complex as two more dogs and Trip Hazard came onto the stage, and they performed synchronized spinning. Their performance culminated with Trip Hazard on both Lucy and Strike's backs, before their pair walked behind Lucy on their hind legs. Alicia commented, "The fact that you decided to come back on the show and audition tells me a lot about you and your competitive spirit." With Simon added, "I've never seen an act like this. It was like the big dogs were training the little dogs. It was incredible." In the semi-finals, Lucy was dressed as a female version of Willy Wonka, and the group partook in a role play on each which of the dogs taught the factory the Pure Imagination by Gene Wilder. The performance culminated with Lucy and Peach giving Simon a golden ticket. They received the judges' vote, but however failed to reach the final. However, they were made as the wild card. In the final, Lucy was dressed as a female version of P.T. Barnum before changing into the attire of a circus performer herself, and the group took part in a role play in which each dog performed a circus style to The Greatest Show from The Greatest Showman. Alicia commented, "I genuinely never thought that we could see an act that could beat Ashley and Pudsey, and I think you have. They finished in 5th place on the public vote." Lucy Heath and her team, the Trick Stars, achieved heroic treble at Crufts 2025, winning 3 major titles in Heelwork to Music and Freestyle. The Grattan-based trainer won the Heelwork to Music final with her Border Collie Foxy, and secured both the Freestyle and International Freestyle competitions with her Pomeranian, Maltese, Cross, Trip Hazard. Heelwork to Music winner won the 11-year-old Border Collie Foxy on Tuesday, March 6th. Freestyle to Heelwork Music winner won Trip Hazard on Friday, March 7th, with a routine theme to Arabian Nights. International Freestyle winner secured the top spot again with Trip Hazard on Saturday, March 8th. And then significant, the Mark Hattrick of wins with two different dogs, showcasing incredible versatility and training skill. And then this year at Cross 2026, Lucy won with Trip Hazard in the heel work to music with her dog Trip. And they danced to Chim Chimino Nari. So now you know about Lucy and the Trickstars. And like I said, they're absolutely awesome. And I remember seeing them on Britain's Got Talent all those years ago in 2016. It was amazing to watch. So yeah, they're awesome. Hopefully I'll meet them one day. It would be great. But yeah, join me next week. I'll talk even more celebrity. So stay tuned, everyone. Take care and bye for now.